What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, squirms and germs, we are back on In Our Own World, and it has been quite a hefty cleanup since last week's.
Yeah, it has.
Since last week's musical episode, but here we are, back in our usual spacecraft, and we have two incredible people to our left. We're in for a treat. The season is almost coming to an end.
Practically against their will.
No. We only tied him down for an hour.
That help us. Count.
We have two members of our team, two indispensable members of the In Our Own World team that make everything happen. Everything that you see, everything that you experience would not be possible without these two people. You've met one of them before. He graced us this season with a whole episode about his life story, Chris. Ooh, and you're meeting Nisa.
Yeah! Nisalini.
Those of you out there might know her a little bit better only because she handles everything that's on social media. So now you get to see the beautiful face behind it all.
There they are. Drum roll, please.
Okay, so the tables have turned and now they are actually going to interview me and Em.
Dun, dun, dun.
They've compiled all of these questions on their own. I've done my best not to overhear any of them and to not know much about what's going on. I know general structure, but damn, I wasn't nervous until now. Why are you guys looking at me like that?
No, they've been plotting.
I have a
question from the jump.
Okay, well, let's start. Hold on.
This is important.
Okay,
this
hold important. On, hold on,
this
hold
is,
on.
This is outside everything.
Introduce yourselves for those who don't know who you are.
We're in the month of December, so Kristoff.
Love that.
And I work on the production here. What that means is I do everything on the production here.
Yeah.
Lisa, yeah. Go gadget.
go gadget, Chris. Wow, yeah. That's so true.
You do it all. He does it all.
Ilani Salini.
I'm Melissa Laney, aka Nisa, and I help support with social media.
Hell, and more.
Are you crazy?
And a lot more.
Yeah. This is the real flight crew here at In Our Own World. And honestly, there's no better way to end the season or, you know, start to wrap up como un gift for you. The end of this amazing journey. Today, honestly, we were, you know, around there and Nisa, you know, came up to us and was like, you guys, like, we really should cherish this moment, you know, because we're wrapping up and we've all worked so hard. And
yeah,
this is a great way to not only honor all the amazing work that you guys have done for us, but, you know, near the end of our season, and also give thanks to y'all that have been out there supporting us and loving us. So don't fuck with us too hard, you motherfuckers.
We will be nice.
Ish.
Ish.
You will be nice.
All right. So what are the rules? Explain to us.
The rules, there's only one rule.
Is answer them.
Is be honest.
Be honest? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to ask the question to both of us, or like, are there specific questions? I'm micromanaging. Go ahead. Go crazy. We're the guests.
We're just going to start asking questions. Maybe towards the end, we'll play a little like fireball game. It'll get fun. But I'm just gonna go ahead and start with.
Wait, but I have a question.
Okay, questions. Okay, go.
Why don't you have a drum roll sound?
Good question. Good question. Unbelievable.
I don't understand.
It's right
here. The percussion that takes place in this office.
There it is, the knee slapper.
That was good.
Okay, I'll accept the answer. Sorry, Nisa.
Sorry, hit it, Nisa.
All right, first question. If someone offered you a box with everything you've ever lost, ever, what's the first thing that you look for? And this is a question for both of you, so.
Who's answering first?
You can go ahead. Seems like you've already answered it.
My grandma.
Aww. I guess we went there.
I do not
want to answer. Welcome to In Our Own World.
Jesus.
That's it. I literally was like, what material things have I lost? And then when you said that, I was like, wow. That's the biggest loss I've ever had. I want her back.
Oh my God, babe.
Yeah.
That's special.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
That's In Our Own World.
Do you want?
Yeah, like, I don't think I should answer. It's not something I want. It's something I lost that I'd get in a box of lost things.
Okay, I'm sure Furby. It's not any less special. Tell us.
My what?
Your Furby.
Oh my God, like, no, I don't want that thing.
Those are burned in the fire.
Feed me.
No. Traumatized by my
Furby. Share.
Okay. Well, when I think about the people that I've lost, obviously they'd be in the box. But material thing, I lost a box that I had. It had some of my first journals ever.
Mm.
That's tough.
Yeah, and I feel the weight of that. And I also lost all of my childhood videos. Really didn't lose them. Mm. My grandfather threw them out.
I was there for that.
Oh, it was horrible.
It's terrible.
He said that the reason that he did was because he no longer had the camera that read that video file type. And I'm like, abuelo, we could have DVDs. Converted it.
I know. So he didn't know.
Anything but that.
He know that he didn't
he
know.
He didn't know. He didn't know. He would have never. I know.
We forgive you, abuelito.
Probably like a memory thing that I haven't been able to look at.
Yeah.
Damn, you guys.
Damn.
All right. Jugular, right with the right from the top.
We thought we were starting pretty light.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. More to come.
Wow. Well, you clearly don't know us that well.
So in doing research on, you know, questions that I should ask you guys and on you guys, I Googled you.
Wow.
And I think it's really funny because I came across a website that sells celebrity cutouts, and apparently you can buy a cutout of you both on the red carpet of Fiesta Latina 2022. Now, how do you feel about this information?
It's true. I don't know how to feel.
Nisa can confirm.
It's true.
Okay, you know what I have to say? How much is it?
Yeah, literally, how much is it? Why don't we have one?
Well, I don't want to tell you how much it costs because maybe I added it to my cart for Christmas.
Chris.
We need to like pop up with the cutout.
Yeah.
We do. They have like all sorts of sizes. I really did some research.
All sorts of
sizes. They have like mini ones and you can get like a big one. That's like 6 feet tall, size one. Which is creepy because you're not even 6 feet tall.
I'm not 6 feet tall.
You're right.
I would love to see myself at that. I would love to see myself at that height. Wow, that's crazy. I didn't think I'd be learning things about other things this episode. Yeah, about myself in that way, but here we are.
To answer your question, I feel exhilarated about that information. I want to know the price, and I want to know how many people I can send it to for Christmas.
But how do you feel that they're making money off your likeness?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Who? Wait.
Wait a minute. Actually, wait.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Who
You're
took
right.
that
who,
image?
Yeah.
Whoever took the picture should be pissed, not us.
Well,
no, but we should also be pissed because it is us.
We're
You're right,
get
Chris.
Down to the bottom
Somebody like, call the attorney
right now. Episode over. Thank you for.
You're right, Chris.
For being here today.
Good point.
Next question, because now I'm concerned.
All right, next question. If time was frozen for 8 hours right now, and you could still move around freely, what would you do?
If time was frozen for 8 hours and I could move around freely, mm-hmm. would what I did in those 8 hours be detected? Would it be tracked? No. Or would it be like, time froze, I did whatever I
wanted. You wanted.
And it all came back and people were like, who did that? And I was like, who did that?
Exactly.
Oh my God, I'd wreak havoc.
Okay, but what? We want
to
know.
I don't know. I'd probably like fly to New York, go to the Met, try on everything in the fashion wing.
That sounded like murder. You set that up like it was going to be murder.
No.
I do whatever I
I'd probably like rob a couple
without
banks.
Being tracked.
Yeah, I don't know. I would just probably like go into those spaces that I would normally not be able to go into and play.
Oh my God. I'm
like,
so.
Like play like a child.
I'm so happy for
like,
you.
Like go to Disney World at
I
night.
Would be asleep. I would take those 8 hours and sleep an extra 8 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
8 hours where time stopped. Yes. You could do whatever you wanted. Yep. You'd sleep. Whatever, they're your 8 hours. I'll be.
Because guess what? Even like I don't get a phone call, uninterrupted 8 hours. Oof, I'm down. I'll take it. So you go gallivant.
Boring.
I'll be like, boring.
Me and my gold coins, my gold bars will be in the trying on archived.
You're a thief.
No. Nobody knew. I wasn't there.
True.
Nobody detected me.
In the like, show pose, she's in not the wrong. First scene, they go and they rob the Met. And let me tell you,
time wasn't stopped for 8 hours.
Not that I would rob the Met, but would you certainly try the clothes on.
Hey, Chris. Chris and I are like, we're going to New York. We're going to go play dress up.
I'm going to take it, but I'm taking a selfie. Next question.
You wanted to ask this other question as well.
What, the one you're about to ask?
Yeah, this one.
I thought you wanted to ask that one.
Oh, yeah, but do you want to?
No, you can ask it.
Okay, I'm going to ask it.
You're up to,
I talk a lot.
Okay.
We like that.
You both just got to the top of Mount Everest.
Wow.
Okay.
Did we climb it?
We climbed it.
Wow.
You did it. It was really hard to do.
Yeah.
Took you days.
No wonder I have no tits or nipple.
What do you say when you both turn around to only find a ginormous Yeti there to greet you?
Can I answer for M? Because I know what she would do.
Sure.
She would just scream, and throw herself on the ground.
No.
No. If you found a Yeti.
If I made it to the top of Everest.
You're right. I forgot the
if I fucking made it to the top of Everest, uh-huh. And I turn around and I see a Yeti, I'm going to say, well, that's about right. I'll just be like, well,
perfect.
I have no toes. Again, my nips are gone.
Poor thing.
Don't want to be here anymore as it is. And un Yeti. And you think I have cell service up there?
No.
You think I'm going to be able to send you a picture of the Yeti? I can't even.
Wait, who wants the picture of the Yeti?
What?
Who wants for that?
For proof.
The world?
Oh, okay.
But the Yeti greets you.
I don't know what I would do.
What's this Yeti greeting? Is it like. Do you know that I went through a haunted house of Yetis in one of these episodes?
Oh, with the baby
this
Yeti.
This is a sore subject, okay?
I may or may not have thought that when I wrote this question.
No, I would probably be startled and not expect that, and God forbid, like, trip over a rock and fall, and it'd be like, oh my God, the irony of her death was she reached the top and then immediately died.
No. You both failed to realize that. What if it was the just the cup Yeti?
Oh God.
Yeti the brand.
Nobody's abandoning that.
It's a cooler full of beer.
First of all,
I would rejoice.
If Jem encountered a Yeti on the top of Everest, she would defeat it. So you that's think really so? If first of all, defeat if either it? Of us are on the top of Mount Everest, we're on it together, number one. Number two, if a Yeti is there, this girl will like kick it in the throat.
After I've already like, climbed you ain't got nothing to do mountain. With me.
Like, you think this is your mountain? She'd like piss right next to the Yeti and be like, flick it off.
My territory.
And, like, kick that shit down the mountain. And she'd be like, ready? And we'd keep going down. So if she's with me on Everest, no fuimos.
Wow, thanks, baby.
So well, you wouldn't hug the Yeti and say, thank God we made it up here. No.
Okay. Would you?
No.
Okay.
What would you do, Nisa?
I would, you know, like when you're supposed to scare bears back. Like, you just be like, rawr, you
would,
know? You just, I would probably do that.
Yeah, you're right. A Yeti would really take well to rawr. Ooh, you really just got the kidding. Yeti. Next question.
All right.
Next.
Okay. Back in season one, we all learned that, Jem, you can cook. So, can you describe the taste of salt?
Those of you someone? Out there who can recognize what shade Chris just threw, referencing an episode. Really funny, by the way. I'm you so get happy. Like an additional 10 points. Write me, DM me if you know what's going on here.
So, can you describe the taste of salt to someone who's never tried it before?
Me specifically?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You're the one who can
will
cook.
This will this person have tried like sweets? Can I associate taste Nisa, through other tastes?
Nisa makes the rules.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so like they've had sweet. Okay, so sweet and umami. Okay, so I would start by differentiating that it's not sweet. And it'd be closer to an umami flavor than something sweet. Salt specifically. How do you describe the taste of salt? I'd probably talk about its dryness.
I was about to say, if I could describe it, it would be.
Yeah, I'm like trying to taste salt. It's difficult. It's very difficult to describe salt. It's just salt.
It's a smell.
It's like one smelly. Of those things. It's a very hard question.
Great job, Jem. That was like, hold wow. on.
You think she's giving up?
I'm not giving up.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Gosh. That's not nice. Okay, you know what? Sorry. Go ahead. You answer it.
I did. I said.
That's salt. Yeah. It's an ingredient that enhances flavor. It's an ingredient that preserves. It's drying. And it's salty.
I know exactly how it tastes now.
Salty. It's hard, okay?
And if you run 8 laps question. Around the racetrack?
Impossible question. Okay, next question.
Okay, so we know that you're currently obsessed with the Golden Bachelor.
Not anymore.
We're...
No, it's okay. Teresa's super sweet. We just weren't rooting for her.
Oh, let me finish a question before we get canceled.
Go ahead.
But it inspired this question to ask, if you met each other, one another, at 60 years old, what would your pickup line be to one another?
Almost.
At 60.
I know what mine would be.
Okay.
You want to see what these gums do?
Earmuffs.
I'd say actually kindly no. Oh. If I was trying to pick you up, I'd probably use the same line that I picked you up with.
I feel like it would be, I don't know, something a little bit like, just cause you sagging doesn't mean we can't be hanging. I don't know.
Why am I rhyming? And rap? Why am I rhyming?
Yeah, that would be me again.
Okay. Okay, realistically, at 60, I'd be like, listen, so I don't have a lot of time left on this planet, and you look like an incredible... You think we can do this thing?
Look, it worked.
She's like, worked. Okay, sure.
She's blushing. No,
she tried it once, it worked.
There you go. I'd probably be super straightforward, like even more straightforward than now. No hair on the tongue. Okay, next one.
Next one.
Oh, that's right. That's me. All right. Oh my gosh, you guys in the cards. They have the In Our Own World cards.
I love these people.
Okay.
Me too.
It's getting real.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Wait.
Yeah.
From what we know, especially after hearing about your climb to Mount Everest, you both show characteristics of having a lot of courage. We all want to know, what is something that you're actively afraid of?
All of us. Like tangible or intangible? Like a physical
something,
thing?
God, something that you're actively afraid of.
Honestly, I'll answer first because Gemma's thinking, fucking up one of my other fingers.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I had a really gnarly finger injury, and honestly, at least once a week, I'm like, God bless my hands, please do not fuck up another finger. That shit was traumatizing. So, for Christmas, Santa, protect my fingers. Thank you.
Yeah. I'd second that.
I want that too, Santa.
No nochebuena accidents this year. No, thank you. I mean, not because of anything, but, you know. Not that I would prefer it on any other day, but...
It's just not the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She needs you to have your phalanges.
Yes. We all do.
But me more. Okay, go.
I think that my biggest fear right now, where I am in my life, where I am in my mental state, is running out of time for all of the things that I'd like to do, all the places I'd like to see.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's depressing. You're so ambitious. You're going to do that.
Thank you.
You're
going to
do that
100%. I agree. Let's go, baby.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So we were reminiscing on some episodes from season one, and we were remembering that you had a couple of episodes where you interviewed some of your high school friends.
Yeah.
And we thought it would be cool to hear the advice that you would give yourselves when you were in high school.
Ooh.
Again, so easy for me. Take those braids out, bitch. Take them out. Take the braids out.
We're so different.
Now.
I'm here like immediately.
Take off the Brazilian jeans.
Immediately you guys ask the questions and my brain goes philosophical. Nope. And I'm just like, easy, easy.
Sorry, I don't mean to hide. It's just like, wow. I just, high school braids, high school braids,
God,
high school braids.
You know what?
Flash the picture right here. High school braids. High school braids. Braids. All right. Next question. Shush.
Okay.
Christoph.
All right, Christoph.
So early this season, we found out that...
Wait, no, you don't have to read it. Like read it.
Okay.
Lisa's okay, the boss.
I can do it better.
Apparently.
Lisa is the boss.
No, like...
I wrote the question. I, like, came up with ideas for questions. She's like, I'll make that make sense, Chris.
No. Honestly, it was the most fun. Because I feel like he knows you so well that... If I had a little idea, he knew how to like frame it so well.
Love
to just
that.
Like,
dude, you guys make a great team. A great team. Fabulous team.
I really feel that way.
Oh,
they bumped mics.
They bumped mics.
We kissed mics.
Yeah. Oh.
Like you guys did.
Yeah.
Gay. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So, Jeb.
Oh, boy. Why me?
Well, because like.
Yeah, okay, go.
Well, you're the only one on this episode. Four episodes ago, you apparently revealed to all of us, including your friends, that you're a meditation guru.
Mm-hmm. Shut up, me included. I had no idea.
We're trying to find out, one, where did you learn this? Two, where do we sign up so we can learn this too? And we'll be hearing more.
Ooh.
I want the answer to this question.
Okay, so first of all, thank you. That was a lot of fun. I actually was in my house when I recorded that, and I was alone in the house and wasn't like, she was in the back house. And I think that that really lent itself to the moment because I was just as intentional as I could be for the emotion that I was trying to emit. And when I heard myself back, you guys know, I was like, that doesn't even sound like me. Who is she? I mean, if you hear this and you go back, you'll see the difference. Number one, where did I learn this? My mom has actually been making hypnotherapy and meditation CDs since I can remember. And as a hypnotherapist, I used to go to her office as a kid, whatever, and I would hear her through the door. So I'm sure, even if it's subconscious, I picked up tons of information from her. How do you guys learn how to do this? I think that the pointers that she gave me before I started recording the episode were just like, take your time. Take your time in meditation. Pause. It helps to like give people a moment to breathe, if that's what you mean. And three, will there be another one? I don't know. I guess It depends if you guys think there should be one. I'm always down to
do it. I mean, people were asking where they can sign up for the membership.
No dude, way! I'm telling you. On social media?
Yes.
Where they can sign up for like a meditation?
A meditation membership. Like,
yeah. Subscriptions.
Wow.
On Instagram.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Thank you.
Dude,
I do
the audio mixes for the pod, and Jem did her thing, and you know, because... That's another thing. Like, we all change roles, right? Sometimes Chris has to do something. Nisa's an editor. Chris is a million things. Jem is a trillion things. And I handle the audio here and there. No. But I do the mixes. So I literally was, like, putting that in. And Jem was like, hey, are you done with the mix? And I was like, honestly, this is the hardest mix I've ever had to do. Because I would click the space bar and he'll go, close your eyes.
It's true. I can't even get it. Okay. Let me do my best here. I'm gonna do like a line. Let's see if I can channel her.
Okay. Her? What's her name?
You guys can name her.
Clondra.
What?
Why do I feel like it's Zen?
No.
Zenny.
No, that's too.
That's it's too on the nose.
Yeah. Robert. No.
Roberta.
No, that's not
Julia.
Julia. Ooh,
Julia. I think it's Julia. It's Julia,
but it's spelled like Julia.
Oh, my God. Julia. Like Jess.
Yes.
I love that.
Julia.
That's amazing. Wow. You guys, welcome. You are here present for the birth of
Julia.
This was great, people.
Julia. I'm going to skip one, and I'm going to ask Em a question.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
Okay, Em.
Yeah.
We all know that you're a supermodel.
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
If those of you out there don't know, she's laughing, but it's not a joke.
It's not a joke. Emily is not
ridiculously talented as a model.
No, she should be selling clothes. She should be selling makeup.
Yes. People all love me and my birthday.
No,
and
no,
I don't
love you
that much to lie to you.
No.
No, no, no.
Supermodel I would not lie.
We don't have to say these lies.
I lie to you.
Rest of the question.
Yeah, is, thank you. We want to know how you channel that confidence on stage or in a production setting like this, because everyone has always said this that I've been around recently, and I haven't been around for a long time, but I've encountered various people saying that you turn into someone else. Mm-hmm. On stage or in a setting in this way. Even though here you're pretty true to who you are.
Yeah.
In this podcast or in space.
You just answered the question.
Why?
Because you said you turn into somebody else. And I think that even like when Beyonce says Sasha Fierce, and when, you know, we talk about Ziggy Stardust, and like when certain people talk about coming out of their shell, it almost has to be associated with somebody else. But what you don't realize, it's like, that's you. You know, like, it's crazy. Like, Jem knows me the most in this world, and she's seen me in my best and my worst. And she'll still be like, you're the most you on stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll say, yeah, it's another me, but that's the most me. Mm. Which is crazy, because you can only do it for such a brief period of time. So it's almost, like, so deliciously infectious that, like... I feel like that's why you can be yourself, because you know that you can only truly be yourself in that moment. So everything comes out. You know, like...
See, I'm the opposite. I feel like I'm less myself on stage because I'm nervous and self-conscious and insecure. And you step on the stage and I feel like you come home to yourself.
Mm. So that's what I was going to say. Like, the craziest juxtaposition is that... For most of my life, I didn't sing because I was scared of my voice. I didn't want to walk up on the stage. I would look down when I was playing music. I felt so uncomfortable on stage, but I knew that I needed to do it. It was never easy for me. It was the toughest journey ever. Again, I should have been singing from 8 because I felt it in my soul, but I couldn't bring it out until 18, motherfucking 10 years later. And so that's why I'm saying that I think that what made me be able to come into myself is to almost pretend like I'm another person, and that other person is who I want to be, which funnily enough, you can apply that not only in music, in anything. like everybody says, it always takes like one action, right? Like, okay, you want to be an athlete? What are you going to do? Just think it? No, you got to wake up and say, I'm an athlete today. I'm going to go run. I'm going to, you know, do something else later. I'm going to lift weights or eat better or whatever. Like, you are the creator of your own story. So the same way when you get on stage, you're telling a story, you're creating that narrative. It's all in your hands. It's fun. It's like when you're a kid and you're pretending that you're, you know, scanning freaking plastic veggies or whatever, and you're having the best time of your life. That's how I feel on stage. Like, it's just, the world is like my playground, and I feel like that's what life is.
No. I love
Jem's
it.
Like, ooh, girl, you.
When you say limited time, I feel like you turn into like the Hulk of performing.
No.
Like, you have like, I have 6 hours of performing in me.
Yeah.
At like peak superpower.
Yeah, for sure.
Or I'm Bruce Banner again.
Yeah, it's true. It's high energy. It's awesome.
It's
infectious.
Yes.
Yeah. Next question.
All right. Okay. You guys play a lot of instruments. Like I said earlier, that this is a very percussive office. And Jem, you play the violin. I kind of want to know, how'd you guys, one, get started in those instruments, but also, why do you keep going back to them when you guys also know how to play so many others?
Okay, that's a great question. It's kind of a weird story, but it's an interesting story because it's a story of how life can sometimes take its turn and guide you in a direction without you even knowing. I always loved music class. It was like all the arts subjects in school and elementary school for me were my favorite, because anything creative I obviously felt drawn to. So I was in second grade, and my music teacher, Mr. Gill, told me, after lunch, come to the music room. I have a special test I have to do on you. And I was like, okay. So I went to lunch. I went to the music room. When I went to the music room, there were two other teachers there. Mrs. Burris and Mr. Mink. And they did a couple of like basic ear training tests, and I had no idea why they were doing this. They would play a note on the piano and have me match it, or play a couple and have me match it, or have me play something once they played it, just to, I guess, see if I actually had an affinity in music. What I didn't know was that they were the two music teachers for the magnet program at South Miami Elementary. And that was my audition.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So I made it into the music program. And I don't know what the behind the scenes was. I've actually never asked my mom. I don't know if at some point the music teacher reached out to her. But all I knew was that next year I was in a new school.
Wow.
I started third grade at South Miami in the music program. And I actually started off playing cello. Sorry, no, viola. I started off playing viola, then I went to cello, and then I was like, this is a weird bulky instrument between my legs, you know. I learned how to read both of those music signatures at the time, and then I was jealous of the violinist. So I was like, why are they playing the melody? Because the violinists always play the melody.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no. So by fourth grade, I was playing violin.
Wow.
And why do I always go back to it? Well, it was the instrument that introduced me to the world of music. It's the reason why I have the F-holes tattooed on my wrist. Even if I never were to touch a violin again, what that instrument represents to me is a whole world. It means everything.
I love that.
I love you.
You realize that most people don't know what F-holes are? So when you say F-holes, like, yeah, and these F-holes.
No, you're right. Okay, awesome. So F-holes.
No, we've talked about F-holes.
F-holes are, if we haven't, F-holes are the holes on classical instruments that are usually shaped like an F and a backwards F that are actually what allows the sound to escape the instrument.
Yeah, I think we talked about them on the tattoo episode
maybe.
For a minute.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know why we're all so nostalgic today. Maybe because the season is coming to an end.
Stop it.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's a terrible thing. No, I don't want not. It to happen.
Because that means there are new doors opening. And we've had an incredible, beautiful season.
Yeah, we have.
Wrapped with amazing people, including Chris and Nisa.
Yeah.
And you.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
What about you, Em?
I like drums.
How? How'd that happen?
That's my answer.
Was that your first instrument?
I think I have a different relationship with different instruments. I don't consider myself a expert in any. I've always said to people, it's like when you go to draw, like pulling different colors out of your thing.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for people who are extremely proficient, which is something that I admire and I work on every day, but I don't pretend to be that. I know that I can play a bunch of shit, but
we're eye rolling, all of us.
I roll, but it's okay.
It's because you guys actually are really super proficient. They do know. They tell you.
These
it's
are cool.
The don't listen to anything that Emily says with regard to herself.
I'm serious.
Take it with a grain of salt because she is,
like, again,
a ridiculous, ridiculous musician who has gone further in three instruments than most people can go on one.
That's true.
And those instruments are drums, guitar, and piano.
Okay, again.
In case you're wondering.
I love you.
She rips on all three. No, it's all. It's true. You know what?
Wasn't I supposed to answer?
No. I veto that.
Your answer was, I like drums.
Yeah.
I like drums.
Next question.
I stick to that.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Or is it you? Is it me?
It's you, Nisalini.
Is it me? Is it Mario? Okay, so we know the great deal of effort and work that it takes to, you know, create a successful podcast and just the energy that goes into it. You know, you have to be on and promising every single week. This day and age, in this digital age, we know that there are a lot of people out there striving and really trying to build a name for themselves or build a platform where they can speak or have people speak about really important things and not important things. But we wanted to know if you had any advice for those people out there, like those podcast entrepreneurs that are trying to get after it, you know, because you've done so well already.
Thank you. Thank you. I think I'd probably give them really practical advice because that's what I would have found useful. Like, number one, invest in good lighting. Invest in good lighting, invest in cameras. Have fun. I think that's something that Em and I have been able to retain throughout the last two seasons of this podcast is we really enjoy... Like, we're really enjoying this. I can speak for myself. I'm really enjoying this moment. But as you guys know, we've gotten creative and we've kind of stepped out of the box of, like, what the traditional podcasting world usually is. So that would be my second piece of advice. What would be my third? Somebody who's thinking of starting a podcast. Learn Premiere. You're going to need it.
That's hilarious. That's a Premiere good... is a video.
Yeah.
A podcast is audio.
Oh, well.
Which is a perfect segue to what I'm about to say. You didn't say, at first about a podcast. You said if you have something to say. And I think that would be my answer. Like, we're living in a day and age where there's a million places you could say something. So if you have something to say, just find the bridge to say it.
Hmm.
Whether it's YouTube, social media, live shows, like even if you're just playing once a week every Friday and playing your music, or going to Barnes & Noble and reading your poetry, or my freaking, you know, back now he's older, but, you know, 9-year-old nephew figuring out a podcast for himself because he felt so desperately that he wanted to be heard that he just did it. Like, that's baller. Just find a way to do it. That's it. Whatever way it is, it's not going to be perfect. We were just talking about before we started that every time we do something, I learn something.
Yeah,
Before we started today, we spent about an hour and a half resetting these cameras, making sure they're in focus, you know, trying to keep your spirits up while you're doing so, which is not easy. We're tired, you know, as a lot of people are. But like Jem said, you have fun and you remember the purpose, which is to reach people and share something that ultimately is going to make them feel better.
Yeah. I like that I choose that answer.
Yours was more practical.
No, I like yours.
Like mine before. We just switched roles. That's why we're such a
I
good
think
team.
We needed both. Yeah. I think people would want to hear both. In my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, from being here with you guys in the beginning, I think like both those things are very important, especially the good lighting and having something to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I support you guys on this. Thanks, both Chris. Your answers were perfect.
Great. Amazing.
Do we get an A?
A plus.
Do we get a sticker?
Okay. What has been your guys' favorite all time in our own world episode?
No. Yeah. My favorite episode was no.
No.
Have you heard that one? It goes no.
And I want to shout out Bella for coming up with that question. I thought it was a great question.
Great. Thanks, the answer is Bella. No.
You don't want to try to answer.
No. Clearly, if you want to go back to the other question, you want to be a good podcast host, never say who your best or worst episode is.
Baby, just try.
Why don't you start?
Okay.
Like Sheila E was sick. How is that not your favorite?
I can't choose a favorite, dog. You know how many episodes we've had now? What, like 60?
I know, but even the process of filming that one was like...
Okay, I'm gonna answer first because M, you know, is afraid to hurt feelings. But this isn't about other
feelings.
This isn't about other people's feelings. I couldn't have a particular favorite because in like my hall of all-time favorite episodes, which there's a million of them, they're all my favorites for really different reasons. Mm. So they bring something to the table uniquely that made them stand out to me over the course of the last two seasons. But just when you asked me that question, like what organically came to mind, even if it's not the most honest answer, it was the most intuitive reply would be my grandparents' episode right now.
That's fair.
They were so cute. It was such a special moment. I feel like I will treasure that far beyond my podcasting career and anything. It's something I'm probably going to care about and treasure for the rest of my life.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's always been a favorite of mine. Yeah. I think it's like such...
So good.
Such a like soul-filling episode that so a lot special. Of people resonated with. But I don't know, like I just have this urge to tell... everyone out there that like if you haven't had a chance to listen, I mean we've really recapped a few here, but it shows in every episode like the heart of both of you. And I just like I enjoy it. Even and I hope this isn't coming off as biased, but
so biased.
I see the hard work and like really the heart that goes into everything, like the authenticity.
It's
and
us.
Just,
yeah. Look, and you know what? We're not four hearts. We're five hearts.
Yeah.
Because Chris five has had hearts. Two.
Well, I've technically had three.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Chris
we're
has had
six
three.
Hearts.
Six hearts. Are you kidding me? Where else are you going to get a podcast? With four people on a couch with six hearts.
Dime tú.
True. Por favor.
Dime tú.
My OG hearts live right down the street. Jim styles you all the time. And has put you in some pretty sick looks.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
Very sick.
I have my favorite.
Oh,
I want to know what are ones that you were like when you put it on. You were like, "Damn, bitch!"
Oh my god, I love this question.
Again, easy answer for me. Jem is an incredible stylist. She always that person that you're talking about that we spoke about before. How do you know turn into that other person when you perform? A lot of it is how you dress yourself, how you put your armor on, that gives you that confidence. You said, "How do you get that confidence? Feel good, right?" But in terms of looks, she always makes me feel good. Always. I trust her completely. However, there are a couple of moments, including when I played Ultra Music Festival with an old band project of mine. And Jem literally made the clothes with a friend of ours, Emmy. But Jem designed it, sketched it. Ordered bondage rope from Amazon and little boy's suit and rings from Michael's, and she was literally freaking threading bondage rope through little boy's suits. And I swear, if I showed you the picture,
well,
you wouldn't
little
believe
boy
that
suits,
that's what it came
that's
from.
That's what the size that fit you. But yeah.
Yes, but what I mean is like, in retrospect, we probably spent like 20, 25 bucks on the clothes, you know, and it was like, I felt like $1 million. you know? So like, and she made it, like she put her hands on it. She like made it special. She works with a lot of people that, you know, styling is one thing, which she's amazing at, but she's a designer. That's what she really is. Look at these outfits, guys. This is Jem and Terry. She sketched these. I have the paper where she drew these on paper. And now they're real. That's a designer. That's not a stylist. So I love when she styles me. But when she designs, that's the shit. And get ready, baby, because I'm going to push her. My album's coming and Jem's fucking fashion line. I'm going to make it happen. I'm telling you.
What are those buttons? One of those buttons. Come on.
Which one? That one.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, baby. That meant a lot. Thank
it's
you.
It's the truth.
I'm glad that
my eyes are a little sweaty.
It's hot in here.
It's always a joy. I feel like I know you really well, too. I would agree with that statement. You said it earlier. And I noticed pretty early on how you kind of struggled to connect how you show up physically, like in your clothes and your accessories and your makeup and stuff. When we first met, you almost never wore any kind of makeup. And I feel like we together, we've kind of gone through a journey. Like we did the 20s look with the suspenders and the red lip for a while till we realized that you ate your mics and red lips had to go forever.
No, I like it though, but I end up
smudging.
Yeah.
No, but and you've played with your feminine side and your masculine side. And I feel like I explore with you every time I dress you, like not only your limits, but mine. And it's a lot of fun. I thank you for being my freaking biggest supporter.
Aww. Romance.
I'm so happy we asked that question.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys did too.
Well, thank you for being here. You know we love you. It's no secret we appreciate everything you do, but the manner in which you do it. Mm. And Jem, you're not too bad yourself. Anyway, guys, join us for the last few flights we have this season. Thank you for being here for the other ones. And hope you got to know all of us a little bit more. This is your In Our Own World flight crew. We love you so much. See you next week.
We love you.
Bye. We love you. Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Moonflower Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.